The KK Has Issues conversation is presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
Boy, do we welcome and need to welcome Lee Sterling to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, because I need a winner this weekend. Man, do I need a winner. Oh, buddy, what's been going on? I've been picking and choosing through your system, which is a bad idea. Whatever you put up this weekend, I'm going with, because personally, okay. I am ice cold. Lee, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, but we're a little caveat. I'm going to like some games more right now based on weather and situations, but weather could be very much involved in the two games on Saturday. And my biggest game over the weekend was Pittsburgh. I thought Pittsburgh would roll. And how can you guess that you're going to start off the game by the center? And we're not talking about just any center. Pouncey, one of the best centers in the NFL, just snaps it over Big Ben's head. Cleveland recovers it for a touchdown. I think he throws interceptions on three of the next four possessions. They're down 28-0 first quarter. So I just don't think you can predict stuff like that. We had a great weekend. Still went 5-2. In our second biggest play, Alabama. And it was a really good weekend. Would have been one of the most amazing weekends if Pittsburgh would have come through. So just shows you, if anyone tells you they thought that Cleveland was going to blow out Pittsburgh, I want their name and number, because I haven't heard of anyone.
Exactly right. Count me in on that one. I was so cold, Lee, that I did not play the national championship game. And I knew that Alabama was going to do that. I just knew it. But I thought, you know what? If I play this, then they're going to win by 7, and I'm going to lose, and that's going to be that. You get on cold streaks.
You can't play scared, Kevin.
You're right. No, this is great. I want you to explain this to me and everybody listening, because here's been my problem the last 2.5 weeks. It's not been what I've lost. It's the ones I didn't play. I think I've hit almost every one of them that I was going to play and then didn't. I've gotten gun-shy.
Yeah. So we call it, one of my friends and one of the employees in here, we call it talking up winners, playing losers. So what happens is you just have to keep firing. Like, let me give you an example. So we'll talk about this later also in the segment. I started up a hockey service. So there's a guy that I hired. I think he's great. I tracked all his games last year, every single one of them. And he went 1-2 last night. But I'm watching the games, and he won, of course, the one of them easiest, and two games he probably should have won, didn't lose. So what are you going to do? You're going to stop playing and take the night off? No, you keep firing. So you can always come down on your wager or something. And I tell people that all the time. But if you're going to continue playing, you got to keep playing every single game on my system. Or if you're a veteran, you have a system, you do it on your own, you got to keep playing. So play within your system. You're going to have some bad breaks. It is going to happen. You're going to have some strange results, and that was a strange result, that Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. And, you know, everything was going against Cleveland. They hadn't practiced until the day before in 2.5 weeks. They were missing their best guard. They were missing their best defensive back. I mean, it's like what's going on in the NBA. The NBA has been absolutely crazy. Case in point, Brooklyn. Whenever they're missing, I think they've been missing 2 or 3 games this year, both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. What have they done? Won both of those games easy. I mean, makes absolutely zero sense. Even the Heat. The Heat was down to 8 players. They only dressed 8 players. One had never played in a game this year. You know, they have these two-way players that they can play, I think, like 50 of the 72 games. They dress out. You know, there's 17 guys on the roster this year instead of 15. They basically do nothing. One of those guys plays. Another guy that got in a couple minutes in a game. What happens? He scores 20-something points. The other guy scores almost double figures. The Heat was getting, I think, 8.5 points against Philadelphia, who was down a couple players, but still had their best two players. And what happens? Miami almost wins the game outright. They're up 5 with 32 seconds to go. They lost in overtime, but they cover. I mean, these things just don't make sense at all, but eventually things even out.
Yeah, well, I'm ready for him to even out this weekend, because I missed the train on Alabama, which may now be remembered as the greatest college football team of all time. I think it's in the discussion. Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time. When you factor in COVID, you factor in the number of SEC games that Alabama played, and then the two teams that they played in the postseason to win the national title, is Alabama the greatest team of all time?
We don't know. So I will say this. I mean, the other two teams they talk about as the greatest teams of all time, I think they would have beaten only because it's at least 20 or 30 years later, was the, I think it was the 95 Nebraska team, the 2001 Miami team. The Miami team, the professionals, so let's say professionals might set a record in what they did in the NFL. But I think their offense is the greatest offense because the offensive line is great. They had a quarterback that just fit in perfectly, and he was able to distribute the ball to everyone. They had a running back that was sensational and a set of receivers that were off the chart. And if they even need to kick a field goal, their field goal kicker never missed a field goal the entire year. So they would have scored, even on the greatest defenses of all time, I think at least 35 points. To me, they could almost score every single possession against an average to above average defense. So they were that good. Their defense, I'm not so sure. I mean, they got better as the season went on. So I think there's a good chance they would have beaten maybe any team because football has evolved and changed. But to say they're the greatest team of all time, I think that'll be up for debate. I will say this, though, that they, I mean, it's scary. I mean, they had a receiver that was unguardable, a running game behind that offensive line, even missing in the last two games, their best offensive lineman could get 6-8 yards almost every single time they handed the ball off, and they didn't turn the ball over. It was one of the greatest offensive displays, and I would have liked to have seen what Devontae Smith would have done by in the second half. He had 215 yards, and what half he might have gone over 400 yards receiving in a game.
Amazing. And I hate even bringing this up because I think it's a I'm not one that believes that a college football team could beat an NFL team, but I'm curious what you think the score would be if Alabama played Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville would win because, look, the defense, the size of the defensive lineman, getting in the quarterback, Mac Jones's face and all that, it would be disruptive and something they've never seen before. But what do you think the score would be if they actually played the Jaguars?
Probably the Jaguars would win the game 45 to maybe 28.
Okay. 30. So you're of the belief that Alabama would score.
Oh yeah. I mean, they're that good. And you know, they have a bunch of immediate starters. I mean, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith are immediate starters, first round picks. Mac Jones going to be a first rounder. They have three linemen that will start maybe right away. And then the running back, Najee Harris, is going to start for someone.
Yeah, I think the hardest thing would be for the quarterback dealing with the pressure from an NFL defensive front. I'm passing over them because they're all so tall, and I think that would be the hardest thing.
Jacksonville has a couple players on the defensive front that are pretty good. So trying to think about maybe there's another team that who else was that? The Jets are actually playing well at the end of the year, so we can't say the Jets. Maybe Cincinnati, the way they looked the last week. They laid down. The team that, like, Cincinnati doesn't have a good that might be a 7 to 10 point game with Cincinnati without Joe Burrow. So that would probably be a closer game. Just because Cincinnati had no one left at the end of the year.
All right, we'll hit you up on these football games in a moment. Lee Sterling at ParamountSports.com is hockey's entering the fray, as he just mentioned. You're doing UFC and so many sports now. You're a full service. If people want to wager after football season on these other sports, you're offering up basketball, college and pro, which will go all the way until what, June for $497?
Yeah, late June.
And
late
pretty
June.
Much any sport, you're all in now.
Yeah, so as little as last year, we were just doing football and basketball because of the pandemic. We actually had started MMA in the fall and did it for a few cards, but just didn't get much response. And then we got a phenomenal response, and we really did well in the MMA. And from the time that they resumed until they took off in the holidays, we won 25 to 36 cards in the UFC. That resumes this weekend. We've got five selections on the card for $55, and we're so sure we're going to win there. If we don't have a winning card for you, that's not going 3-2, that's winning you money. So we might have some underdogs and go 2-3, but if two are big underdogs, you know, we could end up making money. So we've got to make you money. If we don't do that, you get the next three cards the rest of January for free. So we're that sure. We do that probably a couple times a year and feel that strong, been able to sit back and watch and prepare for this card that's coming out on ABC. It comes out, it starts early. So be prepared. And then I tracked it. Here's a great story. So my oldest daughter went to the University of Miami. Her boyfriend, who was in law school, he comes home one day and he goes, "There's this guy in class, and doesn't pay attention in class, gets straight A's. He's working on hockey and baseball, betting them." And he goes, "The guy's brilliant." I said, "Okay, well, have the guy call me." This is 2 years ago. So we kept talking. And finally last year, I said, "Send me your stuff." He sent me his hockey and his baseball every day. He went 98-72 last year in hockey. And as we know, with the bubble they went through, it was even tougher. And I had him rate the games based on my unit system from 50 to 50 units. And on the 15 to 50 unit system, he went 7-2 also on the 40 to 50 unit plays. And even though he started last night 1-2, his write-ups, he has almost full page write-ups on every game that he likes. It's incredible. So he knows what he's doing. He's going to win. Decided to do basketball. You can get, usually all my sports are $9.97 from the beginning of the year for running a special. We're going to do it for $3.97 this year. So if you want to get entire season of hockey, there's 55 or 56 games left for every team. Little shorter year than most, but we're going to make it for $3.97, including the playoffs, all the way through the Stanley Cup. And love to have you involved. I think he's going to win everyone a lot of money, and also does baseball. So we're going to do everything from now on. So football, 7 games, 4 this weekend, 2 next weekend, and then my Super Bowl and top 10 prop plays are 97. Basketball through the NBA Finals late June is 497, and hockey's 397, and UFC's 55. So we are a one-stop shop here, finally, at Paramount Sports after 28 years.
Wow, good for you, and good for you hiring on those folks in those other sports. That's a really neat thing. Paramount Sports.
And you'll love his name. You ready for this?
Yeah.
His name is Jack Bond.
Okay. All right.
That's James Bond. His real name is Jackson Bond, but he goes by Jack. Jack Bond.
I like it. That's good stuff. Yep. All right. Yep. So if you want to get on for football, it's just $97 the rest of the way. It includes the games, could include totals, and there will be some props around the Super Bowl. So ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741. Let's do these playoff games this weekend. These may or may not be part of Lee's service. We're just going to do this for fun and see where he is on them. It starts Saturday with Green Bay and the Rams. The Packers are a 6.5-point favorite against a really tough, red-hot defense that just got an offensive coordinator fired. What do you think?
Yeah, they are really good on defense. Really good. I will say this. I think that both games Saturday, weather, very important. 35 is the high for Green Bay. The low is 25, which is not terrible, but 25% chance of snow. And it looks like during the game time, so one of my ex-employees, a kid that was in college, worked for me for 2.5 years. He now works for the National Weather Service in another city. So what do I have him doing every week? Tell him all the games I'm interested in looking at. He looks up not just the day, he looks up to the hour. What are the chances of snow, rain, how cold will it be? And he tells me right now there's a 40% chance of snow during the game. Now, it could change some. Things change on the fly, so I'll be getting updates probably every 12 hours from him. So I just think because of the weather, I think that the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC runs through Lambeau Field and Aaron Rodgers. He's coming off what is an MVP season, 48 touchdown passes, only 5 interceptions. He's coming off a bye, 10th game this season. We had 3-plus TD passes, and he didn't have a pick in that game. He just is incredible, cold weather, and it's almost unbeatable. I think it's play Green Bay or don't play the game at all. Give them credit, the Rams, defense. They held Seattle to 11 first downs, held Seattle to 2 for 14 on third downs. That's 14%. And that 42-yard pick 6 by Darius Williams, I thought, set the tone for the game. But Aaron Donald, we don't know if he's 100%. We think Aaron Jones is going to be a big factor here for Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers, as we said. Just think it's too much here. Packers also plus 30 points in 12 games this season. I like Green Bay here 30-14.
I love what you said. It's the Packers or nothing. My wife, Jessica, who she went to high school with Brian Schottenheimer. She was sad this week to see him get fired. They've remained in touch through the years. We'll see. He went from being a head coaching prospect 6 weeks ago to he probably won't be a coordinator now. I mean, it is unbelievable. Well, what are the chances?
I think part of it's his fault. I'm looking and I study film. I thought Russell Wilson reading defenses was way off this year. Different teams were really trying to do some different things, and he fell for it. I was shocked. So I don't think he can take the entire blame. Did I think their offense got stale down the stretch? Yeah. But what are the chances if Eric Bieniemy leaves that maybe he comes to Kansas City?
None, zero.
No.
The guy behind Bieniemy is a better head coaching candidate than Bieniemy, Mike Kafka. Okay. And the Eagles are going to be talking to him. They tried to hire him last year to be the offensive coordinator, and Andy Reid blocked that. I think Kafka's got a really great chance of getting the Eagles job because he's been Mahomes' guy here for 5 years, and I think they want him to tutor up Carson Wentz and come be the head coach there. So we'll see. Bieniemy's going to take a bad job. He's just going to take a job, and he won't have a quarterback, and he's going to lose a bunch, and I don't think it's going to go well for him. But I think Mike Kafka—
But no chance Schottenheimer ends up in Kansas City.
No, there's just no tie to Andy Reid in that offense. There's just, he seems to have his own guys.
There's ties to a Schottenheimer being in Kansas City.
No doubt, yeah. They still got a lot of lot of friends here from back in the day, no doubt. All right, Buffalo and Baltimore on Saturday night. Saturday night special here. The Bills are a 2.5-point favorite. Did they go backwards last week? I mean, they were the hottest team in December, and I just thought they were okay in the first round. What do you think about the Bills?
Maybe a little bit of jitters. I thought they faced an Indianapolis team, had a great game plan. I thought that Frank Wright, except for making the decision of not going for the field goal before half, I thought that he called a pretty good game. And, sometimes, it's different playing in the playoffs. I mean, the Bills, their first playoff win since 1995. But, and then on the other side, Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, he's finally off the schneid. He gains his first win after they were trailing 10-0 in that game. So that was impressive. Maybe I think you're going to see a really exciting game. I don't think the Bills' defense is where it was last year. Their offense is going to have to win games. They're going to have to win shootouts here. But 7 wins for Buffalo on an 8-1 against the spread run here. 6 straight wins for the Ravens and also 7-0 against the spread. So both teams are really, really hot here. But I just think that the difference here and the game that Buffalo lost, if you remember, during that whole streak was that freakish 43-yard Hail Mary touchdown pass from Kyler Murray of the Cardinals to DeAndre Hopkins on the final play. Lamar Jackson has played in a game. So I was checking this out. Where snow was on the ground, but he's never played a game where it was snowing during a game. And he's from Florida. People, if you know that, from the west coast of Florida. So the forecast is high of 36, low of 32. Snow for the day, chance is 45%. But during the game, they're expecting, and I checked with my guy, about a 70% chance in the evening. So if it stays that way, I think it's tough. Give Baltimore credit. They've shored up their defense. They are blitzing more. The two defensive tackles since they came back has made the biggest difference here. I just think that Buffalo might have a few more weapons here. In a shootout, I like Buffalo to win this game here, 35-30.
All right. On Sunday, the Chiefs at Arrowhead against the Cleveland Browns. We're expecting low to mid-40s and some sunshine for this game. That is actually really good football weather. The Chiefs are huge favorites. Everyone in Kansas City thinks they're going to win by 100. And I don't know why, Lee, because they haven't beaten anybody by more than 6 points in about a year and a half. What do you think?
Well, we know who's loved the second half of the season in Kansas City. It's the bookmakers, because the Chiefs haven't covered a point spread since the day after Halloween against a then winless Jets team. They bring an 8-game spread winless streak, which is incredible, into this game in Arrowhead. So the ground game has been spotty. They are going to have to, I think, have both to be successful to win the Super Bowl. On the other side, Kansas City's running game with Nick Chubb and ex-chief Kareem Hunt have been nothing short of sensational. The only thing that scares me the most here for Cleveland is Baker Mayfield. He can be really hot, or he can fumble it twice and throw 2 interceptions. You're never quite sure what he's going to give you. But I think with Ward coming back for Cleveland, the cheetah's really unguardable, but he's maybe the only guy, you know, on that team that has a chance of staying with him occasionally. So I'm going to say Kansas City's going to win this game here 34-30, but I think Cleveland's going to score back for a touchdown and cover the spread here.
Yeah, there's a crazy...
It's only scared you. You said this Cleveland. From the middle of the season on. Yeah. Cleveland was the team that scared
they
you.
They do, because there's not... Yeah, I can look at the Colts and say, well, Phillip Rivers is going to blow it late. I can look at the Titans and say they have no defense. I can look at Baltimore and say, if you keep Jackson in the pocket, he can't beat the Chiefs. And they've done a great job of keeping him in the pocket. And I look at the Browns and I go, I don't know what their Achilles heel is. There's no given with them. I think it's probably their secondary and their defense. But the Chiefs are going to score 30 against a lot of people. The question is, can they keep Cleveland from doing it? I don't know. Hey, listen, the Chiefs may win this thing 38-20, Lee. They're due to play at the highest level. There's just no reason to believe they're going to do it because they haven't done it, and they didn't do it in the playoffs last year. They won the whole thing last year.
And you're not the only one. I've heard many people as late as a month ago said that the Cleveland team might pose the toughest challenge for Kansas City in the playoffs.
And how do you get up for them? You're a 10-point favorite. Yep. You're looking at them. Well, we got the Browns coming in. There's a lot of things about this I don't like. Now, the Chiefs should handle them. That doesn't mean they will.
Right.
I agree with you.
Right.
It's going to be hard for me. I told you for the last 3 years, I bet the Chiefs and over every week, and I stopped about 5 weeks ago. I was watching the way they were playing. I'm like, I'm out. I'm out on this. They're not covering, and they're just not. So, all right, how about New Orleans and Tampa Bay? This is the battle of the Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Yeah, and both very close to retiring. It looks like Tom Brady will stay around at least one more year. Who knows with Drew Brees, but I think with Alvin Kamara back at running back, you know, he came back after COVID. He didn't look the same last week. Michael Thomas starting to look on injury reserve. He was hurt all year. They put him on injury reserve like 3-4 weeks ago. And I think with him coming back, you see him starting to round into form. Yeah, if they get back all their guys on defense, Fredrickson, you know, he was the guy that the best pass rusher, 13.5 sacks. That's a big difference. I think New Orleans is the right side here. So wouldn't shock me if all four home teams win, but we might see a backdoor or two by one of the teams. But I think New Orleans is the right side. I think they finally get over the hump. They've had trouble in these big games of late at home in the playoffs, but I think this team is that solid.
They're solid. They have owned Tampa as well. So good stuff, Lee. Always great catching up with you. I'm going to go with whatever you say this week. I'm making no decisions for myself. I'm calling the number, and I'm laying it down. So let's do it, okay?
Sounds good. Take care, Kevin.
You too. There's Lee Sterling. ParamountSports.com is the website, or you can always call Lee at 800-400-9741. He's got $97 for the rest of the football season, all the playoff games, the Super Bowl, and all the prop bets for just $97. ParamountSports.com, or call him at 800-400-9741. Always good talking football with our friend Lee Sterling, who's ready for a big weekend of NFL action on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.